This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, Artist-in-Residence for the Classical Network, and I welcome you again to Between the Keys. September is usually a big month for new releases, and quite a few of them have caught my attention, several of which I've been involved with personally, I might add. The Spanish pianist José de Solaun has recorded the complete solo piano works of George Enescu for the Grand Piano label. And this cycle is now available as a package with 3 CDs. Let's begin by hearing this witty yet quite dense burlesque from Enescu's Impromptus, Opus 18. Thank you. Music of George Enescu, the burlesque from his Opus 18 Impromptus with pianist Josu de Salon. Another recent release that I also happen to have reviewed for Gramophone comes from the Bridge label, and it features piano music by Joseph Haydn with the soloist Anne-Marie McDermott. Let's hear the prestissimo finale from Haydn's Sonata number 39 in G major. It's quite a spirited performance, as you will hear. Thank you. McDermott playing music by Joseph Haydn. That was the Prestissimo finale from the Sonata number 39 in G major. That's a release from Bridge Records. The mazurkas of Chopin always lend themselves to a wide variety of interpretations, and I found this recent release on the MSR label with pianist Todd Crowe to be especially intriguing. He's a pianist who manages to be scrupulous yet highly personal at the same time, and he clearly relishes the moody contrasts and the interesting twists and turns in harmony throughout the C-sharp minor mazurka, Opus 50, number 3, which we are about to hear. Pianist Todd Crowe. That was Todd Crow at the piano, performing a mazurka by Frédéric Chopin in C sharp minor, opus 50, number 3. That comes from a new release on the MSR label devoted to Chopin's late mazurkas. I have only just gotten to know about a highly talented pianist named Matthew McWright, who is based in Minneapolis. He's a major, major champion for contemporary composers, and he's premiered dozens of new works all over the world, apparently. He has a new CD out that features works by 5 composers, and I was particularly struck by several pieces composed by Amy Williams. She's a composer and a pianist as well. And the piece that we are going to hear right now is called Brigid's Flame. And it's a piece that's both rhapsodic and lyrical, and it has great contrasts and texture that are really beautifully balanced over the course of 3.5 minutes. This is music by Amy Williams, Matthew McWright at the piano.
Thank you.
We have been listening to music by Amy Williams. That is a piece entitled Brigid's Flame, performed by Matthew McWright. It comes from a release that's called What is Left Behind, that features other pieces by Amy Williams and also music by Reynaldo Moya, Linda Buckley, Stephen Andrew Taylor, and Andrea Mazzariello. I have to admit that these composers were not familiar to me before I heard this disc, but I was very impressed with their music and also Matthew McWright's splendid performances. Definitely, this is a release that you should check out. We are sampling recent piano releases during this hour, and next, from the Chandos label, we have the second volume in what I hope will be an ongoing series with the pianist Ivan Illich, devoted to the piano music by Anton Reicha, the Czech composer who probably is best known for more or less inventing the woodwind quintet genre. Yet he happened to have composed a lot of piano music, and some of it is really quite quirky and really, really interesting. So let's hear from Reicha's Etudes in the Fugue Genre, Opus 97, the Introduction and Fugue in E Minor by Anton Reicha. Ivan Illich at the piano. That was the Introduction and Fugue by Anton Reicha from his Opus 97, pianist Ivan Illich. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys, where we are exploring new and very recent piano releases and reissues. The pianist Emmanuel Axe was my guest on Between the Keys earlier this year. I had been asked by Sony BMG to write the booklet notes for an upcoming edition of Emmanuel Axe's complete recordings for the RCA Victor label. And when I got that assignment, I thought, well, I really should interview Manny for the booklet notes, but why don't I do something where I interview him for the booklet notes and at the same time I use this interview as the basis for our program together. And you can hear that program as a webcast by visiting our website, wwfm.org. And I was so happy that Manny agreed to that idea. And the box set was just released. And while I was having breakfast a few days ago, I put on one of the recordings, Manny's recording of Schumann's Fantasiestück, and I completely forgot just how wonderful it was. Why don't we listen to one of them now? Music of Robert Schumann, that was Aufschwung, the second piece from the composer's Fantasiestück Opus 12, performed by Emmanuel Axe. That comes from a new 23-disc box set on Sony Classical that encompasses the complete recordings for RCA Victor by Emmanuel Axe, and it includes many items that appear on compact disc for the first time. I highly recommend that you check it out. That was yours truly, Jed Distler, playing Monk's Dream. It's from a CD that I recorded for the TNC label. I just had to give you a sneak preview. Carlo Grante is one of the more prolific recording artists of our time, whose discography covers a wide, wide range of repertoire. Music and Arts recently released a CD devoted to Schubert's music with Carlo Grante, from which we will now hear the second of Schubert's Moments Musicaux. Thank you. the second of Schubert's six Moments Musicaux, performed by Carlo Grante from a new release on the Music and Arts label. Several of my British colleagues enthusiastically welcomed a release this summer from the Sonetto Classics label, and it features pianist Norma Fisher, who was born in 1940, and she was quite active on the concert platform, and she also participated in quite a few broadcasts for the BBC. When focal dystonia ended her performing career in the 1990s, she became a highly sought-after teacher. Although Norma Fisher did not make commercial recordings, at least so far as I know, some of her BBC broadcasts were thankfully preserved, and we're going to hear a couple of etudes by Alexander Scriabin now, pianist Norma Fisher.
Thank you.
two etudes by Alexander Scriabin from Opus 42, the one in F-sharp minor and the one in E-flat major, recorded for the BBC in 1972 and recently issued on the Sonetto Classics label. That was the pianist Norma Fisher. My friend and colleague Jeffrey Beagle has long been a champion of the music of the American composer Kenneth Fuchs, whose music is both accessible and sophisticated, and it's so full of vibrancy and color and imagination. His recent piano concerto is in three movements, and it's titled The Spiritualist, inspired by three paintings by the American abstract expressionist Helen Frankenthaler. We're going to hear the opening movement, and we hear Joanne Folletta conducting the London Symphony Orchestra and piano soloist Jeffrey Beagle, music by Kenneth Fuchs. Thank you. From a new release on the Naxos label, we heard the first movement from the Piano Concerto by Kenneth Fuchs, Joanne Folletta conducting the London Symphony Orchestra, and the piano soloist was Jeffrey Beagle. Our final selection on this episode exploring new releases from this past month comes from a new disc by pianist Alain Grimaud titled Memory, which is a lovely and very intelligently put together program of largely introspective works by Satie, Chopin, Silvestrov, Debussy, and the multifaceted composer Nitin Sawhney, who writes for TV and film, he writes for concerts, clubs, and he writes for Alain Grimaud, who now plays this piano transcription of Nitin Sawhney's composition Breathing Light. That was a piano transcription of Nitin Sawhney's Breathing Light with the pianist Alain Grimaud. It's the final track from her new Deutsche Grammophon release entitled Memory. We've been exploring recent piano releases and reissues this past hour, and I hope you'll be inspired to explore these releases further. I certainly am. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you have been listening to Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. I look forward to us being together next week at this time. So until then, please stay well and please, please be kind.